And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and this song is David Bowie and...
And what?
I don't know.
Heroes, of course, David Bowie.
That's
this is the song, when David Bowie passed away, when news spread of that, this is the song that everyone was listening to, the most popular song, tracking on the internet and everything, said this was the highest rated song.
How come?
Trending.
Trending, yes. I'm sorry. Hashtag.
He's learning social media.
Yeah, got it. Oh, no, that was a medical condition. I'm sorry. Hashtag, yeah.
You do? Where?
We'll have to talk about that at After Dark. But Heroes from so many different movies.
Penicillin.
But I remember Heroes mostly from Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh.
Of course, when she's, you know, hanging out the car saying this is the song that she loves the most in the world.
Oh.
And they're just going down the road.
Yeah.
And she's hanging out the sunroof or something, screaming, yeah, because she loves life.
Who's that?
Perks of Being a Wallflower. The Hermione. Mm-hmm. Hermione Granger.
Hermione?
Yeah.
They're a real estate developer.
Oh.
Oh, that's Khomeini. Well, or Khomeini.
Are they as Hovainian. Cute as she is?
Hovnanian. Hovnanian.
Hovnanian.
Oh. K. Hovnanian.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, that's a
medical condition as well.
No, that's... No, they build homes. Beautiful homes, by
beauties,
the way.
Beauties.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, yes, Perks of Being a Wallflower, a great film, but Heroes has been in so many different movies, and a little bit later on, we're going to hear another version of Heroes that...
Ooh, excellent.
That,
right?
Yeah, that was in another movie. But, yeah, thanks again to Demetrius Gross on behalf
of 13
Hours.
Wish we'd had more time, though. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's got this men's fashion line. Specialty ties, hats, and cufflinks, among many other items. We'll have to get him back on to talk about that. And like Trisha said, he's been in Banshee, Saving Mr. Banks, Straight Outta Compton, Justified, and he's going to be in Game of Silence on NBC this year. New TV show from the from CSI mega producer Carol Mendelsohn, and also something that I'm really looking forward to. Yes, HBO's Westworld in early this year. He's going to be Deputy Foss, right? A horse riding sheriff complete with mutton chops and a Stetson. Also in that, Evan Rachel Wood, Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris, and James Marsden. It's produced by J.J. Abrams.
Wait a minute. Is this off the movie Westworld?
Yeah.
Where there was robots and
yep.
you go on vacation?
Yeah, that was a great film, the original.
That was really good. That
was
Marlon.
James Brolin, Yul
Brynner. Is that
Brenner.
Marlon Brando? No, Yul Brynner. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
And that should make for a really good series.
I bet you could go there. You would love a place like that because the
robots,
they look, the women ones look like really women.
Yeah.
Right, Eric?
Yeah, and in the movie they...
And if they stop in the middle, you put another coin in.
Oh. So, and they don't get restraining orders against you. I have got a question. Do they show up for your birthday party?
You can program them, too.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
You
I'm
can
going
program
there.
Them for everything and anything that
nice.
You ever
want. And,
to.
They could look like either Elsa, the Snow Queen.
Yeah,
or,
they could talk like her.
Or Anna Sophia Robb. Yeah. Okay.
So what type of robot, Eric, would you like?
Robot?
Robot. How do you say it? That.
Dr. Zoidberg.
I'd like one that just does everything for me so I don't have to worry or think about anything.
Wow, really? So what would you be doing as they're doing that for you?
Traveling,
so you wouldn't even be with them.
I need a robot that looks just like me and acts like me so nobody knows I'm gone.
Like you?
Wait, would you use this to
be
trick
a male robot?
Kathleen?
No, Kathleen would have a robot, too, that looks just like her. And
I bet you'd like that.
Oh, then you wouldn't know who was who, right?
Two for the price of one.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Holla.
Kathleen, I thought I saw you there. Oh, now you're there.
Ooh.
Where? Whoa. So,
and that would make a... I'm going to just...
Woo-hoo, that would make
that idea to myself.
Yep. Zip it.
He unzipped it.
Starting with a B and ends with an S. Okay. Well, let's talk. You know, of course, today we're paying our respects. Yes, tribute to several different great talents that we've lost this week.
In the last 2 months, we've lost quite a few people.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, let's start. Of course, we're playing songs from David Bowie, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But I want to talk a little bit more about Alan Rickman. Of course, we know him from several different films, right? And yes. I think that the movie that, as soon as I said it to someone, they said, oh, Harry Potter, right?
Yes, a lot of people think of him immediately.
I think of him Die Hard. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, he was good in that.
Phenomenal. I mean,
the movie that I think about the most when I think of him is, of course,
Galaxy Quest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. How'd you know that, huh?
I just watched that recently. Yeah. For the fourth time.
With Tim Allen. Kind of almost looks like, you know, Tim Allen a little bit, yeah.
Looked like Tim Allen, though.
Not in the movie. I'm saying in just whatever.
No, not in real life either.
You know what? You wouldn't just be argumentative at all. Of course, he was also in Sweeney Todd. He was singing in that, right? Mm-hmm. And Love Actually. We cannot forget Love Actually.
That was a nice one.
He was actually in The Butler, too.
Yeah, he was in The Butler. And he's got a voice role still coming up in another film coming out soon, right?
He does?
Yeah. It's coming out.
You know, this is like the second person that our previous guest that does voiceovers a lot. But in this particular case, I mean, he was in The Boy in the Bubble. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done that a few at the Barnyard.
He was in Gambit, which I know we reviewed on this show. I gave it kind of a mixed review, but Colin Firth is in that, and Cameron Diaz, and that's what like one of the last movies that he's actually had his appearance in. He's done some voiceover work and whatnot. Because you know, I read this that Alan Rickman has had the according to computer algorithms, almost the perfect voice.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
what's
like,
the perfect voice?
I don't know, but I mean, it's like when they ran through
where the timber is and how everything
the timber in Oregon, they cut down the trees.
And you know that by the movie, let me find this film, Truly, Madly, what's that one called?
Deeply?
Yes.
Deeply.
Yes. Exactly.
The January Man, is that what
Truly,
you're
Madly,
about?
Deeply in 1990. He sings in that, and he's I'm surprised that Alan Rickman didn't sing more often in movies. I was trying to put together some songs for the show where he actually sang.
He did a great job in Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, and I almost picked that, but it's kind of a different, you know. Yeah. You know, I wanted him to sing in like normal songs. He also sang a little bit in CBGB in 2013.
Oh, you mean CBGB?
Not quite.
Where'd you get
those
Jeepers
Creepers?
No, that's Jeepers Creepers. Oh. But Truly, Madly, Deeply, he sang in. But unfortunately, I don't know who the female actress was in that. But
I do believe he started as a stage actor live, and I think Die Hard was one of his very first movies, and.
Mary Steinberg.
He was just really good.
No, that was
good.
A noble song.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people remember Die Hard versus Harry Potter. Those are probably the two big ones, right?
Yeah, I think Galaxy Quest and Harry Potter and Die Hard are the three biggies.
Die Hard was sort of a surprise and a big hit.
Yeah, and then Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. We can't forget about that one.
Juliet Stevenson was his female.
In Truly, Madly,
Truly
Deeply.
Madly Deeply.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that maybe she shouldn't have been singing in that particular clip because I would have loved to have brought that here, but I knew that Eric would have said, oh, singing.
Singing in the rain.
Because I was surprised with that. But the voice the role that he still has coming up is in Alice in Wonderland, the sequel, Through the Looking Glass, that comes out.
There is another
months.
Movie coming
out. He just
up.
Has such a wonderful smile.
Yeah, that's the one. His voice is in that one, yeah.
Right.
I thought there was a different one coming up, but maybe you're right. Yeah, that must be it. So, very sad. I mean, very, very well liked. I heard he was just a great gentleman, very great character, and thoughts and prayers to, of course, his family and friends. Always a sad thing when you see, especially anyone, but you know, great talent is.
He was in Dogma.
Talent.
Did you mention that?
Dogma, I didn't. That's right. But I'm glad you did. Yeah, Dogma, excellent movie and excellent role in there.
Wow.
So yeah, so many different, you know, just a variety of roles that he's played, and a very likable guy. You know, even in Harry Potter. You know.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about it. But even in Die Hard. He had something about him, even though he was playing a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was sort of a...
There was something likable about
him.
A
sophisticated bad guy.
Well, that's. I think that has something to do with his voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like a very, you know, respectable, soothing voice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of... You've got to respect that voice. And
very sad. No question about it. And
of course, David Bowie, I mean, we're talking a lot about his music, but he's got several different film roles as well, right? I think the biggest one is 1986's Labyrinth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last time I think that we saw him on the screen was The Prestige, or he also had a very small role in Zoolander. Right?
Yes.
Oh.
Very, very small role. Mm. Had lots of voiceover roles in Arthur and the Invisibles and its sequels.
The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
So we think of David Bowie as just a singer songwriter, but.
Well, Lady Gaga crossed over, too.
Oh,
you're talking about...
Yeah, he crossed over. I think David Bowie, when you look at...
keyword crossed.
No, when you look at David Bowie and you see like his music videos, he kind of had a cinematic feel to his videos. And then he wanted to get into film and shows like that. And I think it's the same thing with Lady Gaga. You know, she said she wanted to be an actress before singing, but singing, you know, came along before the acting.
Yeah.
Actually, Bowie was making films before he was even famous in the U.S.
Oh, really?
But that's what I'm saying is that he, I think it's always been, sometimes with creative people, we like to pigeonhole them into one genre, yeah. But no, there's, yeah, excellent.
Yeah, and also he was being considered for a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess that they had it all set up, and then they said, "Oh no, he's not doing too well." You know, so they heard he's not doing too well, so it's not going to quite work out. And then someone else said, "Oh no, he's doing excellent. The cameo is going to happen," and they were all set for it. And then you know, big surprise to James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Darn, that's too bad.
Yeah, but of course, we're going to hear a little bit later one of his songs from Guardians of the Galaxy. And I'm sure that he'll probably have a song on Volume 2 soundtrack as well, right?
Right.
So who else did we lose this week, Eric?
I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
This week?
Well, yeah, you mentioned someone earlier.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots died last month.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
And?
No, but he's talking about Grizzly Adams. About Grizzly Adams.
Oh,
Dan Haggerty.
Okay, Dan Haggerty.
That, talk about a sweet face.
Oh, and Celine Dion's husband.
What?
Oh, I have a chance?
Celine Dion's husband passed away?
Yeah, he died from cancer as well, I think.
Oh, that's
I didn't know he had cancer.
No, we didn't hear that. Where do you hear these things?
I read news every day.
Oh, no wonder. Wow. Or does a robot read for you?
Robot?
Yes, my Kathleen Robot.
No, you said if he had a robot, they do everything.
What are you talking about? Oh, I thought you were talking about. Anyway.
Who sang this one? If I was a robot and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway?
Something from Westworld, probably.
No, that was, what was that? If I Were a Carpenter.
Craig Strickland died.
What? Who's that?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Wow.
Are you just looking through the paper now?
I'm Googling it.
Oh.
That's fine. Well, you know. And we were going to do this a little bit earlier, but let's talk a little bit about the Oscar nominations as well. Of course, those were announced earlier this week, and I know that we talked a little bit about The Revenant. Didn't that win the Golden Globe?
Yes, it did.
For Best Picture.
The Revenant?
Yeah, and it is nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture, along with Bridge of Spies. Very much worth it, right? Yes.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Now, I'm sorry, but wait a minute.
Oh my God, Natalie Cole died.
Oh, Natalie Cole died.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
Natalie
I told
Cole.
You that was like a couple weeks. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
You're done for 2016. You've taken too many incredible people already, and
who are you talking to, God?
I don't know.
Well, you just said
I said
you've
2016.
Taken too many
I said
Did
2016.
You hear that?
Well, she said death.
Death,
like Grim Reaper.
Death in 2016. You've taken too many people. I mean. It's just sad.
Yeah, it is.
Good people, and not just superstars.
David
and
Margulies.
That everybody knows.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
But he's obviously a celebrity of some kind.
Really? How do you know that?
I'm just looking it up.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But so some of the other movies that are nominated for Best...
Oh, wait. I was going to say The Bridge of Spies.
Yes, Bridge of Spies.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Spielberg was not even nominated.
He wasn't, you know.
I'm like, really?
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Talk about a snub.
Was he the producer or director?
He was a director.
He was the, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, that movie should have been. That was a fantastic
definitely,
movie.
Definitely. I mean, I'm glad, I'm so happy that Mike Rylance is getting that recognition, but
come on
now, really?
So for Best Director,
Spielberg totally should have been in it.
George Miller, Mad Max Fury Road, you know how I feel about that. One of my least favorite movies of the year.
I didn't see it.
Way overrated. Please don't see it. It's terrible.
Please don't.
The Big Short. Did you guys see Big Short yet?
I liked it.
Yes.
I hated it.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Really. Don't be sorry. But why?
It was terribly condescending and boring, I thought.
But. And how did the little boy from Room not get nominated?
I didn't see Room yet, but...
Oh!
And, of course, the Revenant, the director for that, is nominated, and Spotlight, director for that. Best Supporting Actor, Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight, Sylvester Stallone, Creed. Dave, you're excited about that, right?
Yeah, I'm a little... I thought he did a good job. I wasn't fond of the movie, Creed, but his, you know...
And from The Revenant, Best Supporting Actor...
Who's that?
Tom Hardy. I was just doing my best impression of him.
You know, he did a good job.
He did a good
job.
But
died.
He did a good... Right, Eric?
In The Revenant? Yeah, I thought he was good.
Yeah, he did a very good job.
And as you said, Mark Rylance, and of course, Christian Bale from The Big Short.
How about the guy from... And you probably already said it, and I was distracted... From Bridge of Spies, the supporting actor there.
Yeah, the Mark Rylance.
That's Mark Rylance.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he deserves to win.
I want him to win.
Yes.
He was fantastic. And his role, right, was fantastic. And that's partly why, but he just did a great job.
Yes. Now, Best Supporting Actress, Rachel McAdams from Spotlight, Rooney Mara from Carol, Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs. She's probably going to win. Alicia Vikander from The Danish Girl. But
Brooklyn.
For the best supporting actress.
Oh, she's
supporting
the main actress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So supporting actress, I think that The Hateful Eight's Jennifer Jason Leigh deserves to win.
Oh, she was amazing.
She did.
Yes.
She
creepy.
Did. She
best did. Performance of the entire year, in my opinion.
Yeah. And by
any gender.
Now, she's done performances similar, not similar, but creepy. In The Single Girl or something, remember? With...
I don't recall, but...
Yeah, she dressed the single, is like, this was years ago, but who was that? I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. But she did an amazing performance. I mean, very talented woman. For Best Actress, Brie Larson from Room, Charlotte Rampling from 45 Years, Kate Blanchett from Carol, Jennifer Lawrence from Joy, and yes, I completely agree, Saoirse Ronan from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought she was great.
Yeah, she did an excellent
job. That was a really good movie, too.
Yes.
It's a chick flick.
I don't think it's a chick flick. I think it reminds me, well, I guess Titanic you can say is a chick flick, but it reminds me of Titanic. Oh. Just because I guess the Irish and
no, sort of the Notebook type.
Oh gosh, no.
You didn't like The Notebook?
No, I like The Notebook. Oh. I'm just saying it's not, I don't think it's close to The Notebook. It's more like a, you know, classic filmmaking type of movie, in my opinion. For Best Actor, Eddie Redmayne, The Danish Girl. I think he did excellent.
I didn't see The Danish Girl, but I have had Danish, like muffins and stuff.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, Michael Fassbender, Steve Jobs, great job. Bryan Cranston, I'm sure that you think from Trumbo should win. I still haven't seen that.
Oh,
but.
I thought he did an excellent job.
Excellent.
Matt Damon from The Martian. I don't know.
Good.
But
not Academy.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant, great job in that.
Phenomenal. He, you know, if he won, he won the Golden Globe, right?
Yes, you're right. He did. But and as far as Best Picture, Bridge of Spies, like we said.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Mad Max Fury Road. Ugh, gosh, why? The Revenant, great film. Spotlight, haven't seen it yet. Have you guys seen Spotlight
yet? No, but I've
yet?
Heard Michael Keaton did a good job.
There it is.
The what?
Oh.
The Martian. Well, let me get through these. The Martian. I don't think that's not Academy Award material. But The Big Short, I didn't care for it. But, you know, Room, I've heard good things. I haven't seen yet. But I think Brooklyn, out of all those, my pick would definitely be either Brooklyn or Bridge of Spies to win. I would love it for Brooklyn to win, but it's probably the underdog.
I think I'll go Bridge of Spies slightly over Brooklyn. Because it's so profound that Tom Hanks, you'd never go wrong with the great Tom Hanks, and the best supporting actor, in my opinion, in history.
It might be The Revenant, though. You know, I mean, Revenant might win. And
The Revenant
there's nothing wrong with that winning.
Is like, the timing of when it was released and
yeah.
everything, the fact that it has so many nominations. It's an excellent movie, don't get me wrong, but I really think that Bridge of Spies.
Phenomenal. Yeah, that'd be my...
And both based on true stories.
Just imagine if Brooklyn were to win, though, and you know, all the people that were to see it.
Brooklyn was awesome. Yes, exactly, because a lot of people that didn't see it,
right.
again, because of when it came out, what else came out around it, it kind of got swept up because it was not advertised as highly.
Yeah, and same thing with The Danish Girl and Carol.
Yes,
they got
yes.
just kind of like...
And yeah. I heard Carol is really excellent. I have not seen
Carol
that.
is good, but yeah. it's not
breakthrough.
You know, yeah. It's a very good film. I like The Danish Girl a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a really good film.
Why would you go out with a Danish Girl?
No.
What about
definitely
Creed?
Not.
Oh.
Creed I haven't seen. No. I've got a stack
Creed.
Of screeners that from the you know, and now of course now we're into the new season. We've got to get into all these other
now,
movies
here it
coming
is.
Out. Yeah.
1992.
Yeah.
107 minutes. Drama, thriller. Starring Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Simple.
Single white female.
Single white female. Oh,
did
okay.
you see it? Now, this is that type of movie. As her, she was really creepy where she tried to look like Bridget Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to the extent even fooled the boyfriend for a little bit. And that was a very... Eric, did you see Single White Female?
Yes.
And that was...
Psychological
right,
thriller.
Pretty creepy.
That was good, yeah.
And so this is Jennifer Jason Leigh. And I agree with you. This is a remarkable role.
Yeah.
I think she'll win.
That's my VIP
she's
for the entire year.
She's been around for a while. Did you like Hateful Eight, by the way?
Oh, I loved it. It was the only movie that we've talked about that was actually in my top 10.
Oh,
the other movies,
yeah.
like some of the others, like Bridge of Spies and Brooklyn and The Revenant, they were like in the top 20. So
really?
After the
you
top
mean
10.
For this year, the top 10 for this year?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
for 2015.
Yeah, the closest... Brooklyn was right... For 2015. Brooklyn was right there on the edge. I could have, you know,
well,
put it in there.
Who was number one on your top...
Jurassic World.
Two?
No, Jurassic
no,
World.
Jurassic
no,
World.
There's Jurassic no. Park, and then there's Jurassic.
No, I said
oh, you're number,
number
two?
Two.
Number two.
What,
well, we already went over this. You know what?
Where was I?
We. It was a pre-record thing.
Oh.
But remember, go to break. Here's a good plug there. Go to breakradioshow.com, and you can read my entire top 10 list, or you can listen to our 3-hour best of Breakthrough Entertainment 2015. What an epic special that is, was featuring some of our favorite guests, some hilarious moments, and all of my top 10 films and our discussions about them
as well.
You
know, that's another thing. Quentin Tarantino kind of got snubbed on
he
that
did.
One, too.
He
because,
did.
Because, I mean, they got Jennifer Jason Leigh, but he didn't get any kind of
yeah.
recognition whatsoever.
Very true. And of course,
And Will Smith from Concussion.
I disagree.
I didn't see that one.
What?
Yeah.
You disagree? You don't think
with
he deserved
concussion?
Anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't
that
think he did? He did well. It was the story.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, the story
he
is
did
a good
well,
story,
but
the way the film came across was not
right. Right. I'll say he did really well in the movie. I think just when the movie's not all that fantastic, then it it lessens the performance a little bit.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
And we just want to make sure we also mention the best animated feature film because I on one of the news channels here they were talking about all the different things, all the different nominations, and then they started to say best animated feature film, and they were like, "Oh no, nobody cares about that." It's like,
"Oh no, what
seriously?
About Anomalisa?"
And then they were talking about like some of the behind the scenes people and stuff, and like, "No, nobody cares about that." It's like, "Yes, they do. If they weren't for the behind the scenes people, if it wasn't for the screenplays
right.
and the the cinematographers and all that, there wouldn't be movies. So don't disrespect movies like that. But for best animated feature film, yes, Anomalisa, absolutely fantastic. Inside Out, good. I think Good Dinosaur was better. Boy in the World, haven't heard of that. When Marnie Was There, haven't seen that. My pick has to be Shaun the Sheep. Of course, that's on my best list.
Number
as well.
10, by the way.
Yes. No, huh? Mm.
I the Green Inferno, number 4.
These are movies that stuck out
though.
for my year.
Vacation.
They're not I'm not naming my Oscar list. That's my the movies when I think of 2015, those are the ones that I say, you know what? That's what 2015 was for me.
Oh, okay. It doesn't mean they're better movies.
I'm saying they're the best movies in terms that they had the biggest impact on me. Because I don't think that anyone can say what's the best movie.
But you
movie.
Wouldn't vote for
just
the
how
Green Inferno win Best Picture, though.
No, I would vote for Jurassic World.
Okay, but if Jurassic World wasn't there, would you say the Green Inferno
yes,
was better than Bridge of Spies?
I would, yes.
Did you hear that, Eric? I mean, Eric.
Wow.
Okay, that's all. I don't know.
Wow.
But he didn't. Eric didn't see.
But I'm saying Bridge of Spies was excellent. It was on my best list as well. But you know,
No Escape. What was did I see that? What
yes,
was that
yes, we saw No Escape.
What was it about?
It was Luke Wilson or
with
Owen,
his family.
Owen Wilson,
with his family jumping.
I didn't really like that.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Very intense.
It was intense.
San Andreas was sort of cool. Number 7.
Very
and
surprising.
The Hateful Eight. I did like.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you.
I did.
I'm glad. Did you see it with the intermission? Did you have an intermission?
No, we didn't have intermission.
All right.
How come you had one?
It was part of the road show.
You
well,
went
I
to
saw
the old folks.
Yeah, I did. It. I did. Well, you know what? We better take a break because we've got to get to some
an
new reviews.
An intermission, you mean?
We better take an intermission.
An intermission.
So, right now, let's hear another version of Heroes from one of my favorite movies of all time. Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge? Are you kidding
Ewan
me?
Ewan McGregor and
Greg
Nicole
wins the bet.
And
I saw that.
I'll drink all the time.
How about the girl that plays her? What's her name?
Nicole Kidman.
She's very cute, by the way.
We should be lovers. And
don't look at me.
We can't do that.
Did you see that, Eric? He said that looking at me. Now say it to Eric.
No, don't.
And that's a fact.
Oh, it's not a fact.
This is my jam when I go to karaoke.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
All right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Eric, can you say it as fast as I just said it?
Just Phoenix, Arizona?
No, 1480 KPHX.
1480 KPHX, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, that's very good. And we'll be right back.